Say, B.B., B.B. and Dixon.
Dixon,
was it Sam Brown knows some of the boys in the RAF, and he's going to try and get me in.
I don't think they'll take you.
Why?
Well, they won't accept anyone over 75 years old.
Now, that's a nice thing to say.
Don't mind her. I happen to know you are only 30 years old.
Well, how did you figure that, Dick?
Well, I have a brother that's 15, and he's only half nuts.
You're both just jealous because you don't know anything about flying.
Maybe not, but we have a lot of friends in the RAF, haven't we?
Yes, you bet.
And we know what they will put you through.
Yes, but if you won't listen, there's no use of us wasting our time.
Oh, but I will listen. I will. I thought at first you were joking.
What's the matter, Ben? Don't you trust us?
Why, of course I do. I trust the two of you with my life.
I know, but would you trust us with something valuable?
I beg your pardon.
Granted. Now, have they given you a list of questions you fill out?
Yes, here they are.
Oh, good. Let me see. Now, the first question, hair. What shall I put down, B.B.?
Put down yes.
No, put down black.
All right, black hair. Now, eyes.
Put down two.
No, put down blue.
Blue. Yes. Now, born. I better put down yes, don't you think?
Yes. Let's give them the benefit of the doubt, huh, Vic? What's next?
They want to know if Ben has any close relatives, has he?
Yeah, they're all close, but he's the closest.
Now, don't be stupid. They want to know the name of one of my blood relations.
Well, now, I put down none.
But I have blood relations.
You have not? They're all anemic. Now, they want your surname. I'll put down yes.
Yes what?
Yes, sir. Now, they want to know, what is your vocation?
It's the last 2 weeks in August.
No, B.B., that's vacation, not vocation.
Doesn't Ben talk funny since he's been with the BBC?
Yes, he does.
Now, listen, by vocation, they mean, what do I do for a living?
I'll put down sponger.
Sponger?
Yes. Now, they want to know how old he is. How old is Ben?
I don't know. Let's look at his teeth.
Yeah.
Why, you don't look at a man's teeth to tell his age. You must be thinking of a horse.
No, you're just self-conscious. Look, Ben, open your mouth.
No, I won't.
Oh, come on, Ben. Everybody says you've got the biggest mouth in England.
Who said I have a big mouth?
Bebe. She says you swallow everything she tells you. Now, come on, open your mouth.
All right.
No, a little wider. No, wider. All right, now say, Bardia.
Air.
That's fine. Now stick your tongue out. No, further. A little further.
Now grab his tongue and hold it, Vic.
There. It's a little slippery, but I got it.
Oh, good, very good.
Now look, B.B., look inside his mouth. Tell me what you see.
It looks like a bomb crater.
Looks like an air raid shelter to me.
Why?
It's gas proof.
Okay.
His tongue. I think he wants to say something.
All right, Ben, come on, say something. There it goes. Now, what do you want to say to Uncle Victor?
I want to say that you're no doctor. You're a quack.
Maybe, but he's a wise quack.
Yeah.
Now, the questioner wants to know what his chest expansion is. You do a lot of deep breathing, Ben.
Oh, yes, because deep breathing kills microbes.
Yeah, but how can you teach a microbe to do deep breathing?
Oh, you don't. A microbe is invisible.
Have you ever seen one?
No, you don't see microbes with a naked eye.
Why don't you dress your eye up in something like combinations or something?
Don't you know what microbes and bacilli are?
Oh, sure. A microbe wears a beard.
Oh, don't bacilli. Now, Ben, take a deep breath, Ben.
A deep breath?
Oh, come on. You can do better than that. Come on, expand.
I can't.
You could if you take your corsets off.
Oh, you're so funny.
Oh, shut up. Take a deep breath. Come on. Now, hold your breath and stick out your chest. Look at that chest, boy. Look at this. I'll bet Mae West would be jealous of Ben's chest.
You better tap his chest while he's blown up there.
I shall. Very good. Now, keep holding your breath, Ben. I'll take you when you exhale now. Now, get the tape measure. Measure his chest, baby.
Well, it's at home. Shall I go home and get it?
No. I don't think he can hold his breath that long, can he?
No.
Oh, shut up, Ben. Stop being so impatient. You'll never make a good pilot if you're going to be so unreliable.
Here's your tape measure. It was in my pocket all the time, Ben.
Good. Now, Ben, hold still while I measure you.
Hurry or I'll burst.
Burst 46. Now, Ben, you can exhale. Now, no cheating, Ben. Get every bit of air out of your lungs. Exhale. More. Now hold it.
Bibi, where's your tape measure?
Now, where did I put that thing?
Oh,
God. You're always misplacing things.
No, I'm like my grandmother on my father's side. She was almost misplacing everything. One day she misplaced my grandfather. We didn't see him again after that.
Oh, hurry, I'm choking.
Hey, there's your tape measure, Bibi.
What do you think of that? It was in my hand all the time.
Hurry, measure my chest.
Okay. Chest when deflated, 44. You can breathe now, Sap.
All right. Now, Ben, for the eye test, can you read that numbers on the chart over there on the wall?
Oh, of course I can. Those are the numbers 1 and 8.
1 and 8?
Yes.
Benny, you need glasses, my boy.
No, I don't. I told you the numbers on the chart on the wall were 1 and 8.
But those are not the numbers 1 and 8. It's a photograph of Mae West talking to Katharine Hepburn. What's next, Bibi?
Well, we must look at his feet.
Well, here are my feet. Look at them.
Ben, are those your feet? You should have them pulled down and drilled flat.
Well, look, my feet may be a little large, but I've never had corns on my feet.
Well, have you suffered from corns anywhere else?
Don't be silly. Whoever gets corns anywhere else?
Mounted policemen.
Now, Ben, we will have to test your balance. Hop up and down one leg.
You mean like this?
Now, that's right. Now, keep hopping and jump over this chair on one leg.
Oh, don't be silly. I'll fall.
Don't be silly. I know it.
Say, Vic, it's very important that we see how he reacts to a tailspin.
Well, how are you going to work that?
That's our worry. Say, Jane, lend us that revolving piano stool, will you?
Certainly. Here it is.
Now, sit on this piano stool, Ben, and do as we say. Here, Vic, take this tape measure and tie him up.
Oh, no, you don't.
Oh, yes, we do. All pilots are tied in so they won't fall out, you see, when they fly upside down.
Yes.
All right, but don't tie me too tightly.
You know us, Ben.
Yeah, that's just the trouble.
There, I've got his hands tied in back of him with my handkerchief.
That's good. I've got his feet tied together. Now we'll take you into the spin, Betty, my boy.
Get ready. We're going to spin the piano stool.
1, 2, 3, go!
Oh, stop it! Stop it!
How do you feel, Ben?
I feel funny.
Good, then I won't have to tell any more jokes. Now, come on. Stand on your head.
On my head? What for?
We have to test you for upside-down flying.
Yes.
That's right. Come on, now, stand on your head. We'll pivot you around.
I can't stand on my head. I'm tied to the stool.
Well, then we'd better tip you over.
All right, but do be careful. Ouch!
Say, we gave his chin an awful bump.
Yes, we did. Say, Ben, were you wearing a red carnation in your buttonhole when you came in?
No.
Then you've bitten your tongue off.
Well, now, Freddie, now that I've got rid of my stooge, I'd like to ask you, like I'm asking all of our guest stars, what your secret ambition really is.
All right, Ben, I'll tell you my secret ambition. It's a dead secret, mind you. I've never told anybody before. But I'd like more than anything else for some kind fairy to wave a wand and turn me into my old country friend, R. Bill, so that I can retire into the country, grow my own food, of course, with all his knowledge of how to do it, and forget all about broadcasting. Now, if such a thing were to happen, I could tell you some stories of my young days and how we used to do things then.
Well, your wish is granted. I'll work my will. Lo, Frederick Griswood now becomes our Bill.
This guy wants to be a fairy princess all the time.
Here, what's happened? I thought I seen ever such a pretty lady, just no waving of a stick, but her went like a flash. Well, I never. Her was somewhat like old Meg was my sweetheart a long while back. As for a walking out. I had used to go and see her that winter. For 40 year ago, more come last muck spreading, if I mind rightly. t'were ever so dark, too, and I had to take a lantern with me to see me way. One evening, I runs across the boss. Here, he says, where be you going to with that there lantern? He says, I be going to court him. What you want? What a lantern for, then, he says. I didn't have no lantern when I went to court him. I done mine in the dark. He says, judging from what I knows of your old missus, I'll be bound you did. he wasn't half wild. But that weren't the first time as I done some lovemaking. I'll sing you a song about that time. I once went a-courting a farmer's fat daughter, but the alderman soon found out what I were arter. When I ups to the cottage and knocks at the wood, her tried to prevent my approach if her could, but her couldn't. The alderman sought my acquaintance to puzzle, so sure loaded a blunderbuss up to the muzzle, clapped an up to her shoulder and aimed at my yud. I heard a great bang, and I thought I were dead. Ah, but I weren't. You may guess that I didn't go many times more, a knocking and a clocking at that alderman's door. And since singing this ditty and taking me long, you might think that there's just a mite more to my song. But there aren't, though.
Oh, thank you, Freddy. That really was swell. I never knew, and I suppose neither did our listeners, that you have such hidden talents. Alas, I wish I had some, too.
Oh, you mean to tell me, Ben, you haven't any secrets, any inhibitions, any desires?
No, Freddy. My life is an open book.
From what I hear, your mind's a blank page. Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye. Thank you, Freddy. And now, gang, before we go on with the program, I feel I should read a cable which we've just received from Hollywood. It says, Vic Oliver, Phoebe Daniels, Ben Lyon, London. Best wishes to you all and all members of the High Gang program for your continued success. Please convey my deepest feelings to all the brave people of Britain and all my British friends. We think of them all the time. Signed, Bing Crosby.